This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM. You're listening to the smooth sounds. GRE with Triple D. Devin, David, and DeBose, the sports doctor and the insurance doctor in the house.
Word.
That's how you do an intro, son.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's brought back. Just like that. Before the break, we were getting into sports with Jim DeBose, the sports doctor, and I believe he has some tantalizing stories to bring our way.
Of course. Always, man.
Sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 because he's a good guy at sports.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You're a good guy at sports.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to start with the tragic story first.
Well, I would never expect anything.
Instead of ending, because you don't end on a bad note. You start out on a bad note and you improve from there, right? Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. Sorry, he was showing me a picture of the kid that was killed or attacked 30 years ago by the gator.
After the show.
After the show, my bad.
After the show.
After the show.
This is important.
Squirrel.
So, either one of you remember a highly talented running back in the early 90s by the name of Lawrence Phillips?
No.
The name doesn't ring a bell.
That's unfortunate. Well, he played for Nebraska in the early 90s. They won back-to-back national championships with him on the team. And just a very talented running back. He was drafted by the Rams in 96 and was later released that year for insubordination.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a couple stints with a couple other teams, 49ers and Dolphins, and then I think he was completely out of the NFL by 2000. So, very short career. Stunning product of society there.
Yeah. All the talent in the world.
Absolutely. So, he was arrested and sentenced. Oh,
wait, what?
Wait, yeah.
Whoa! He was arrested?
Crazy twist. Crazy twist of the story.
Gosh. I would have never thought that.
I didn't think it was going there. Yeah. I didn't either.
I could tell.
I was so confused. Professor D, did you see it going that way?
You didn't see it going that way?
Well, he ain't really been in the show anyway today, so I don't know what's going on.
Lawrence Phillips was sentenced to 31 years in 2008 for choking his girlfriend in 2005 in San Diego and driving his car into three teens later that year in Los Angeles.
Wow, 31 years.
31 years. So he was awaiting an additional sentencing for killing his cellmate. So he was in jail already for 31 years, and then he was being retried for another crime of killing his cellmate in prison. So the Kern County is where he was, prison system. Well, wow. They won't have to worry about that. They won't have to worry about retrying him because
he killed himself, huh?
He just decided to end it. They found him in his cell. He had torn part of his sheets and hung himself from the little toiletry shelf in his cell, and he had pinned a note to himself that said, "Do not resuscitate." And Lawrence Phillips.
Are you sure he did it himself and it wasn't his cell?
It could be. It could be. But Lawrence Phillips ceases to be.
That is insane.
So
that is insane.
Yeah. Age 40 years old.
Wow.
40 years
old.
So
he choked his wife. Did he kill her?
I don't think he killed her. No.
So he choked his wife and then he
couple instances.
He ran his car into, I guess, a group of kids.
Yeah. And I don't know the depth of that story as far as, you know, the injuries or what, you know, the extent of that, but to get 31 years, you would think it was pretty serious.
It had to be. Somebody had to have passed away.
Yeah.
And then he's in prison, and he kills his cellmate.
Kills his cellmate.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is just me guessing, okay? And I listen.
Just spitballing.
Sometimes I'm wrong. Very rare. But I'm thinking that there might have been a conflict between him and his cellmate about who was supposed to be in what role.
Who was on top?
Well, yes. And he did possibly.
And he defended himself.
Now, you know, he did what he had to do.
Or he wanted to be electrocuted, or he wanted the death penalty, or, you know, sometimes you get in prison and things happen to you. Things change.
A lot of things change. Maybe your outlook on life in general changes.
Oh,
but either way, Lawrence Phillips, no longer with us. No more taxpayer dollars wasted on that.
That's a sad story, dude. That's a sad story of wasted talent, ability, and you got people out there in the world that are just they're just doing everything they can to try to earn a dollar and get ahead and make something of their life. And you have someone that has all the talent in the world right there at their feet, can't even follow instructions and has to be let go from professional organizations, you know, because of insubordination.
Well, listen, he saved taxpayer dollars. I mean, listen, man had a heart and he cared about people. I'm just saying. He was thinking about everybody else.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you another question. Who is Dick Mahoney?
So the only thing that comes to mind when I hear the word Mahoney comes from Police Academy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, Mahoney! You know? You're hearing him all the time calling his name, but I just can't place the name.
Let's be hockey.
Richard Mahoney.
So let me paint a picture for you. All right.
What colors are you going to use?
Well, that's racist, so we're not going to use colors.
Pastels.
Pastels.
Pretty pastels.
Ah.
So you're a man in Philadelphia, and you play for a men's softball team.
You daggum straight I do.
You do. So this new guy comes on the scene, and he comes rolling up in his
Prius?
Porsche Cayenne. Okay,
I got you.
So he comes up, and the way this man is described is he looks like Eazy-E.
You didn't tell me this is going to be a profiling picture.
No. I'm painting a picture for you. He looks like
different.
It's a different kind of painting.
Are we still in sports?
Yes, we are.
Did you hear me say softball?
Yes, okay. I did.
All right, so
sport?
This is his teammate's description. He looks like Eazy-E in 1988. Okay, he got the Jerry curl.
Yeah,
he's got the L.A. Dodgers hat on. You know, and he comes up and he's joining
driving
the team.
Porsche
Cayenne.
Ford.
That's right.
Okay.
So he comes pulling up, and the guy's amazing. He said the first two games hit 7 home runs. I mean, just amazing player. You know, and so the teammates start to ask questions. You know, strange. You know, so they asked him, "What do you do for a living?" Well, you know, a little of this, a little of that. That's the way he would respond. You know, so. They naturally thought two different things. Well, this guy's either in drugs, or with a name like Dick Mahoney, he's in porn. one or the other. So he plays a few games with this team in Philadelphia, and then he abruptly quits the team and says he's moving to L.A. to get into the film industry. So they're like, okay. So
question answered.
Question answered, right? So after he left, they did a little bit more research because it was just boggling their minds. So, come to find out, Dick Mahoney is an alias.
Wow.
I would never guess that.
Are you kidding me?
Like another turn.
It was like.
Tim's just full of
twists. This story is just going in places I never thought it could go.
And what they found out was Dick Mahoney is actually Walter Thurman, who announced his retirement from the NFL at age 28 a few weeks ago. And was an NFL star. So he comes out there with his Jerry Curl wig and his L.A. Dodgers hat, decides to play a little softball, and then decides he's moving to L.A. to be a film star. So there you go, the legend.
Are you serious?
Of Dick Mahoney.
Yes. The legend of Dick Mahoney.
Where the hell did you find this story? That's what I want to know.
So let me see if I can understand this correctly, because I felt like you were leading me up to something, and you really didn't deliver on what it was
It'll
supposed
let you
to
down.
Be.
Hey,
so, he retired from the NFL.
Right.
And it was just a few weeks ago.
Played for the Eagles, yeah.
And what position did he play?
He was a defensive back, I believe.
So he was a DB.
He was a DB.
Well, there you go. So, and now he...
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
So he retired. Did they say why he retired?
No.
Was it insubordination issues?
Okay. No.
So, and then he just decided.
28 years old.
Do we know what kind of film industry he's going into?
No, I think he's talking about going into the legit film industry, not the.
He's
the
a
other,
Fast and Furious 8.
Yeah.
That is wild, dude.
Hey, look, man, it's a letdown.
Good story, man.
It's a good story. Let you down, like classic Dick Mahoney.
The legend of Dick Mahoney.
There you go.
Walter
sources? Thurman. Sources? Where did we pull this thing from?
Hey, this is, man. Hey, listen. It's a true story. It was on the internet.
It was on there.
Listen to me. This came from a reputable news site, and so don't question.
Wasn't squirt.org, was it?
Was not squirt.org, because that would be weird.
Okay.
That's David's site.
So let's talk about Donald Trump and Dana White.
Okay, so those are two of my favorite people.
So David, can you tell everyone at home there who may not know who Dana White is?
So Dana White is the man, the myth, and the legend of UFC. He is the president of UFC. He has built that company. Now, I know you had a story a few weeks ago about UFC potentially
being sold.
Mm-hmm. Is Donald Trump buying it?
Donald Trump, to my knowledge, is not purchasing the UFC.
That's a shame.
Which,
that'd be right up his alley.
His hair could have been a fighter.
He's already accused of running the USFL into the ground in the 80s. But
yeah, he did.
You know. But anyway, apparently Dana White and Donald Trump have had what's described as an amicable relationship for years, kind of friends. Matter of fact, after Dana White took over early in the 2000s, a couple of the first events were in one of the Trump's hotels, the Taj Mahal. So they've kind of had a friendly relationship for a while. Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dana White's a Trump supporter, right?
Okay.
David likes him better now.
David's seeing.
I'm not sure about where this story's heading. So, kinda like with the last one.
So, Donald Trump is trying to get some sports stars involved in the Republican National Convention to come speak, and so he can put it out there who's on his side. So he's trying to get Dana White to be a part of that, to come out to the RNC.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
And speak for him. And I kind of think so, too.
That's terrible. Has anybody ever heard him talk? He drops more F-bombs in 1 minute than...
I think it's terrible because once you are a person in that realm or in, you know, everybody knows your name and you are who you are and you come out and you open your mouth politically and let everyone know where you lie, you know.
Like Jesse the Body Ventura?
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody
Governor Ventura!
Just kind of frowns upon you sometimes. But anyway... That's a possibility. He may be speaking at the RNC and some of the other big sports stars that are Trump supporters.
Yes, I is.
Just to name a few. You've got this one does not surprise me at all, but Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
Does not surprise me at all.
Wow.
But these two
he's gonna hurt us.
these two may surprise you.
All right.
Tom Brady.
Well, boy Brady
and Ben Roethlisberger,
Big Ben,
Big Ben.
I can see that.
He's a big Trump supporter.
And Dennis Rodman too.
I can see that.
No, I think Dennis just supports anybody that gives him the time of day.
Dennis Rodman just wants to do anything he can to get Dennis, back in the spotlight.
I'd love to see Dennis Rodman speak at the RNC.
So here's what I think about the Dana White speaking. So here's something that a lot of people, you know, don't see about Dana White. But the guy is super intelligent. He has taken a company from the ground, and he has literally built that company himself. Now, he's had the backing of two very influential and powerful individuals with the, Lorenzo Brothers? Is that their name?
Zuffa LLC? The Fertitta Brothers.
Fertitta Brothers. Yeah. And you know, he's got these guys. They have deep pockets. He's been able to do it, but he's been successful because of that. So you take someone like that who in America is a self-made man. Who's a self-made man, and that's what a Republican is, basically. Someone who gets out there and does it on their own. Don't ask it for anything from anybody. No handouts. This is how we do it. No, I made this money. I want to keep it. You know, I mean, he has those philosophies and traits. So, I mean, I can see it. I can see it. But then again, on the flip side of that, he's a DB, man. Okay? He don't like you. He's going to tell you he don't like it.
Well, straightforward.
At least he's straightforward.
Kind of like the GRE.
Straightforward.
With triple D.
To the point. Don't pull no punches.
Devin DuBose.
So, speaking of DB.
Whoa! Back up, fella.
We got plenty of time for this one.
Okay, what you got?
Speaking of DB, we're going to talk about why Brock Lesnar is a real DB.
I'm ready.
You ready? This is your boy, David.
So, first of all, in case you don't know, Brock Lesnar is the beast, the man, okay?
Lester. Is that the same guy as Brock Lesnar?
What did I say?
Lester.
No, I said Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
I didn't say Lester. Lester goes to church with us.
Brock Lesnar.
Go ahead.
Slightly smaller,
the same
man.
Same one?
Slightly smaller.
So Brock Lesnar was a WWE star who came to the UFC.
Probably said NBA.
2010, 2011, right in there.
To prove a point, didn't he?
He tried to come and prove a point. Ended up 5-3. you know, won the belt for a little while, got his tail whooped a couple times. Last two fights, he lost pretty miserably, which I enjoyed. Thoroughly enjoyed.
Mm. Yeah.
Because the guy just reeks of
Frank Mir.
Way more leakage than Frank Mir, I would say.
Just a tad on the steroids.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is.
Old roidy. But so he left in 2011 with his tail between his legs after getting destroyed. And he's coming back. He's coming back to the UFC. He wants another shot. You know, we talked about that coming up in one of the UFC fights. He's got a fight schedule. But
UFC 200.
UFC 200. Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt.
Not Mike.
Be careful.
Not Mike.
That's we got in trouble last week.
So he had a Brock Lesnar.
I don't get it, Devin. Could you say it? I don't understand.
Brock Lesnar had a interview on ESPN's highly questionable show.
I saw that.
Highly questionable. Is that the one where he says this time his heart's going to be in it?
Yeah. I mean, this was a lot of things were pulled from this
interview. Was it on ESPN2, the Deuce?
No, it was on the Ocho. But so he was at one of the questions he was asked is to share the most romantic thing he's ever done for his wife.
Okay.
Aww. And his wife is former.
He has a wife?
Yes.
Well, not a husband.
Former. No, he's not gay.
Well, I thought weird. He was. I'm sorry. Whatever. Teach his own.
It's Brock Lesnar, not Brock Lesnar.
I thought you were going to have the first transgender.
What is wrong with you?
That was going to fight in the MMA.
Professor D, seriously. Have you seen the man? Does he look like he's gay?
Do you remember a wrestler
They're
named
called
Lex
Bears,
Luger?
So.
Yeah.
Or Lex Luthor, I should say.
Yeah.
Luger.
Lawrence Foal was his name. He had his son that played.
Well, his name was Lawrence.
He had a son that played in Duluth Youth Sports when I was an umpire down there. He was there supporting his son, his ex-wife, the child's mother, and his boyfriend was there with him. So.
Well, hey, look, he had a son.
He was confused.
He was bi.
He was. Drugs will do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he starts to tell this story. Now, his wife is former WWE diva Sable. And
That's pretty cool.
Long story short, Brock's out of town, Sable's out of town, and Brock Lesnar calls his wife and tells her that their son, who was in diapers at the time, ate her wedding ring. Okay? Hmm. So he finds these pictures online of a wedding ring and x-rays of a wedding ring and a stomach and sends it to her and just basically sells this whole thing, you know. So she comes back from her little vacation.
Why was she not wearing it?
I don't know. You know, that's
he doesn't ask these questions.
I don't ask
girls
these questions.
Girls weekend.
Okay.
It's girls weekend, yeah.
Sure.
So she comes back and he proceeds to let her for 2 days think that this ring has been gone, and she's digging through all the old dirty diapers trying to find the ring that their child so called ate.
I have a whole new respect for Brock.
So she's digging through all these diapers for like 2 days trying to find her ring before he finally tells her, I was just kidding with you.
That's the most romantic thing he's done.
And I guess that's why it's an only child now, right?
I'm not quite sure why I find it a DB moment, but
hey, listen,
I think it's
that's pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
And that's why you know, all the women are out there are going to find that as a DB. I mean, that's of all the pranks to play,
that's pretty crappy.
There you go.
So that's your boy.
Nope. Stop.
So that's your boy. There you go.
I'm not disappointed any.
Well, you know, that's all right. That's all right. And on that note, Sposa did. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you.
Almost
done, but the Braves are terrible. I just want to tell you that.
Freddie hit for the cycle the other night.
He did. That was pretty awesome.
Or the other morning.
That was pretty awesome.
Whichever.
Yeah, that was a over five-hour game. But, hey, whatever it takes to win.
That's right. Well, here you go. What else we got? We got we got a quick break? Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got TT with D, David. This time, and then we're going to get a little national Facebook news.
Word.
Yeah. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.